In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered particularly for the repose of the soul of, oh no, it's for vocation of their family. The Gospel ends with a line, but many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Today that's true. For very truly it can be said that the one who was the last to come into Mass is going to be the first, God willing, to receive Holy Eucharist today. Isn't that right, Leonie? Yeah? Okay. Good. Well, it's good that you're here and you brought your whole family as well. It's good to see each of you. In today's readings, what do we see? We see at the very beginning something that is common to the heart of man. There's a saying, because you are haughty, or meaning prideful of heart, you say, I am a god, I occupy a godly throne. So many say that they're gods and treat themselves as God. They occupy a godly throne, and so they think that they can determine whether or not they make it to heaven. How many times in your life have you heard somebody say this, or have you seen somebody act in this way within the world? You see it all over the movies and saying, hey, all I have to do is make sure that I do lots of really good things, and then I'm going to get to heaven. You hear that a lot? I mentioned this to somebody today who came into my office, but in truth, no matter how small a sin you can think of, Leonie, real quick, what's the smallest, most innocent, like the littlest, tiniest little lie that you can ever conceive of? What's the smallest little sin that you could ever conceive of committing? Not listening to your mom, right? That's actually kind of a big one. That's actually kind of a big one, too. But it is a small one, right? In the grand scheme of things, I just wasn't listening in that one moment and I didn't do something. But you do know that the penalty of that sin, that it's not just that you're against your mom not listening, your dad, or somebody who's in authority over you. Really, that sin is first against God. And our God, by that sin, which you and I think is so infinitely small, is so actually infinitely great that there's not anything that you could do for all of eternity. You could spend the next 150 years, if you were to live so long because of the advances in science, doing nothing but good deeds at every moment of your life, great, amazing deeds, and it would never make up for that single sin, ever, because God is infinitely offended by the smallest of sins. And each and every good action that we do, no matter how great it is, it could never come close to touching the infinitely offense against God. But when we think that we're gods ourselves, we think that we can determine whether or not we go to heaven or hell by choosing on our own and saying, well, I'm good enough. The only reason why any of your good deeds or my good deeds could ever amount to even a reparation against the sins that we do is because God says, well, that's the best you can do. That's fine. I'll make up for what is lacking. And I'll make it in such a way that does satisfy my heart in a different way. But the act itself doesn't. That's the mercy of our God, allowing us in some way to make it to be with him. That's why it says in the scriptures, our gospel today's, the apostle Peter, the first pope, he says, well, actually, before that, the disciples look at him and say, well, then who can be saved? And the answer was, Leonie, well, for man, it's impossible. For human beings, this is impossible to be saved, to find salvation, to do something worthy of salvation. But not for God. Not for God. God can do it. Leonie, did you know that our Lord wills to do it for you? He does. He wills that you would be with him forever. In fact, he has already done the great act of working out your salvation on behalf of you. All that is lacking for you, Leonie, is just to say yes. Just to say yes. To fill up for the rest of your days, as long as you should live, whatever is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, which is your entering into it and engaging with whatever you suffer in with Christ. He gives you that opportunity. He says, let me lead you through it. You are my beloved sheep. And even if you trickle in late at the last moment, I'm still going to be with you to lead you beyond. That's our Lord's work for you. And so today, as you prepare to make your first Holy Communion, Leonie, this isn't the only time you're going to make a Holy Communion, we hope. Sister Anne's been preparing you for a long time. So is your mom. Hopefully your brothers and sisters have helped out in some sort of way, your prayer partner. The goal is not to prepare you for your first communion, but to prepare you for a life of many, many Holy Communions. How often, Leonie, can you go and receive Holy Communion? You don't know? Just once a year? Once a decade? That's right, Leonie. You can come to Mass every single day. And if you come to Mass every single day, you'll find that you can receive Holy Communion every day if you're in a state of grace. Now, if you intentionally committed a grave sin, a mortal sin, separated yourself from the love of God, how do you get back into the love of God, Leonie? How do you make yourself worthy again to be in his friendship, to be a good sheep? You go to confession. Go to confession. You go to confession, and that's what makes you worthy again. And so, Leonie, should you ever miss Mass on a Sunday or a holy day of obligation, the way you could come back to Holy Communion is by first coming to confession, and then you can come to Holy Communion. And thereby doing so, you, not just you, but everybody, can seek to be heir to that salvation, because it's not anything that you can ever do, not any prayer that you could ever pray in the silence of your heart that brings you back into right relationship with God alone, but But it's only what God can do for you. God does everything for you in his sacraments in the confessional. God does everything for you in the sacraments of his love in First Holy Communion. And when you have the opportunity to receive him here for the very first time in your life, you're going to taste what heaven tastes like. You're going to have that foretaste of what it's like not just to be in the presence of God, which you've been in many times in your life when you step into this church where God is present in the Blessed Sacrament, but actually to have the presence of God inside of you, just like he was at first time at your baptism, but in an intimate way as nourishment, to nourish your soul for the life which is to come. This is a great grace that is indeed impossible for a human being to achieve, Leonie. But with God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.